A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are continuing with our discussion on the alleged Grace Mugabe scandal in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 49306065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about First Lady Grace Mugabe and diplomatic immunity.
Unconfirmed reports say the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, will be granted diplomatic immunity from charges she allegedly attacked a motel with an extension cord, according to a report on Friday. Mrs. Mugabe will avoid prosecution for allegedly assaulting 20-year-old Gabriella Engels inside a South African hotel Sunday for hanging out with the First Lady's two sons, Chatunga and Robert Jr.
But South African police spokesman Brigadier Visha Naidu told Studio 7 that police have not received any communication with regards to the issue of diplomatic immunity from Pretoria. And of course, Gabriela's lawyer, Gary Neal, also told Studio 7 that there has not been any official communication from authorities. Of course, I did manage to talk to Gabriela's lawyer, Advocate Neal. We will play that interview for you later on. Gibbs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yibambe Zulugandaba siyaqhubeka ngodaba lukankosikazi Grace Mugabe. Siyakwazi ukuthi unanganelwa ukuthi wachaya ke unkosazana Gabriela Engels. Kula ngale ke eSouth Africa eze abamthole elamantombazana elabafana bakhe. Elaba sikhuluma ngoChatunga lo Robert Jr. So kuthiwa ke wazizonto okunye okumangalisayo wabedobha icode. Icode leyo phela zazi ezamagetsi. Wamtshaya sibili wamlimaza. So ke kuthiwa kwazama ukuthi ke akathi hayi phela sicela ukuthi sikhulumisane ambhadale into ezinjalo kodwa kwehlula. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lina udaba lolu lilibona ngazani luya ngaphi. UGabriela uyathathe yini imali kumbe angayithathi. Sikhonapho ke. Sizu kuti nalitini. Kunjalo fwetu.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi. Tila uti tinge tichende ramberi nenyaya. Yaka taurwa iyo pano pa chirongwa chedu. Cheve chidiki ya madzimai nezuro. Tugu ende ramberi nenyaya iyo ya amai Grace Mugabe. Avo varimutse kwende ku South Africa. Mshiri meyonge wapomiru wa mosha. Yekuti vaka rova mwe msikana wechidika na makore makumi maviri. Gabriela Engels ku South Africa mushure mekunge vamuona muhotera nevana komanawo vaviri Chatunga Bellarmine na Robert Jr. Si nyaya iripo iko zvino ndiye kuti vakakumbira iwo kuti vabatwe semunyarikani kana kuti vapiwe diplomatic immunity nehurumende ye South Africa. Magweta haasi kutenderana kuti vanokodzera here kuti vange vachipiwa iyo diplomatic immunity. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanokwanisa kunge vachipiwa asi zvinenge zvakuitika ndezve kuti Magweta Gabriela anenge akuenda kuZimbabwe kuti anoona kuti nyaya iyi yanzikwa nematare kuZimbabwe nekuti kana tashika muZimbabwe munhu chete anonzi aendeswe kumatare mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kwete amai Mugabe vakangotsika muZimbabwe aiwa vanhu vanokwanisa kuitawo madiro aJorgina. Asi mamwe Magweta ari kuti pachitariswa mitemo yeUnited Nations amai Mugabe vakakodzera kuti vange vachipiwa yatinoti diplomatic immunity iyoyo. Tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri hama wadiwa kuti muri kuona sei nyaya iyoyi. Vamwe Gibbs novanga vachiti dai Gabriela akatora mari yaakapiwa
mm-hmm.
because the lawyer confirmed to us yesterday that Gabriela was given a bank check by what he called a third party so that this matter will not go to the courts. But she declined.
Mm-hmm.
So some are saying, well, it would have been better if she had collected the cash.
Mm-hmm.
But the lawyer said what she wants is not the compensation, but justice.
Yes, justice, justice and justice.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got our first guest, and that is human rights lawyer Gabriel Shumba. I think he's in South Africa, right?
Yes. Advocate Shumba, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Advocate Shumba. We know you are in a bit of a hurry, and because for your love of Studio 7, you agreed to talk to us at such a short notice. But Gabriel Shumba, Advocate Shumba, the issue that many are grappling with is this issue of diplomatic immunity. We understand the Zimbabwe embassy in South Africa applied so that Mrs. Mugabe will be granted immunity. And we talked to the lawyer who played that tape in a bit. The lawyer for Gabriela, who are saying that she does not deserve that diplomatic immunity. Just explain to us a bit how that goes.
Well, to begin with, I am on Studio 7, not only for the love of Studio 7, but for the love of Zimbabwe and for the love of human rights and justice. Let me begin by conveying just disabusing people who hold the notion that she deserves to be granted diplomatic immunity. Firstly, what would justify the granting of diplomatic immunity is regulated by the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations.
Mm-hmm.
The Vienna Convention is very categorically clear. It stipulates that the person who deserves diplomatic immunity at a high level is not a president in the receiving state. It is the head of mission or the ambassador in a receiving state. And by receiving state, I mean the host country. Secondly, the person who equally deserves diplomatic immunity is what we call a charge d'affaires.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, another category of people who deserve such immunity are the people who work at our consulates abroad. But there is one general theme running through all those that are accorded such privilege. Those are people that ordinarily reside and work in the receiving state. In the that we have before us, or on the face of it, Grace Mugabe does not work in South Africa. She was not on a mission to serve government people. The only claim that she has for diplomatic immunity is that I'm a spouse of a current head of state. And I have argued before that holding a diplomatic passport does not equate to entitlement to immunity, because any dictator anywhere around the world would have printed diplomatic passport for close relatives and friends, more than all the Bibles in the world. If I'm a dictator, I can print a diplomatic passport for my kids and for my young brother. She holds, yes, a diplomatic passport, but that does not automatically translate to entitlement to diplomatic immunity. Now, the people who argue, or let me call them apologists for violence against women, apologists for the breakdown of the rule of law on the continent, apologists for what is unjust, those who Mickey Mouse at night with dictators usually cite what we call international customary law. International customary law is a set of laws that is developed over time, and it's usually regulated by committee or what we call practice between nations. So just to say, where I am at law constrained from arresting a head of state. Therefore, if I arrest his wife, I will then also make it difficult for the husband. Let's say the husband is the head of state, or if in the case of Sierra Leone, if the head of state is a she has arrested their wife, I am also making it difficult. If I arrested the husband, I'm making it difficult for the wife to perform her duties. But even that head of state immunity, which is granted in this scenario on President Robert Mugabe, it does not translate to immunity for the wife, for the mere reason that even that which is accorded our president is limited. So the only person who deserves immunity in this case would have been Mugabe. But I am saying that immunity is qualified. Listen, for the reason that even Albanese, when he came into South Africa last time, the court in this country said that he did not enjoy immunity for certain crimes. But even our people at home, or those lawyers that claim that Grace Mugabe enjoys immunity, forget that South Africa has a specific law, and that specific law which regulates immunity says that. It says for grave crimes, and grave crimes are defined as those crimes for which they've been incarcerated or held in detention in prison for 5 years and above. You are not entitled to immunity.
But Advocate Chumba, let's look at the precedents here. There was this case of al-Bashir of Sudan. There was a warrant for his arrest, but South Africa set him free. Are we not likely to see that playing up as well?
I hesitantly agree with you. Why I say so is, firstly, it's not a precedent. What lawyers and legal practitioners and judges and everybody who practices law call precedent is something that has been determined and ruled on by a court of law. Bashir's case was a political decision on the part of South Africa.
That's the point I'm trying to make, but there is a precedent now
which says Bashir should have been arrested.
Yeah, but I'm saying, will they not play politics again and allow Mrs. Mugabe to go back home? I mean, looking at the ties between ANC and ZANU-PF, which are actually stronger than Sudan and South Africa.
Once bitten, twice shy. This time, she will find it very difficult, and South Africa will find it very difficult to get her out of the country without causing a sally on the name of the ANC and tradition and legacy of the ANC. But just to give you an inkling of what I mean, just a few hours ago, the ANC spokesperson, Zizi Kodwa, says that we are highly unlikely as the ANC to support such a stand and decision. But we also have the spokesperson of the Department of International Relations, Clayton Moniel, saying that we will not tolerate being used or our something to the effect that our sovereignty cannot be played with, in the sense that diplomatic immunity is now claimed after the fact. The fact is that Grace Mugabe, even if she did enjoy, let's just for argument's sake that say that she did enjoy diplomatic immunity, but she came here on a private business to get her foot treated. So if you come to South Africa, you are not diplomatically recognized. They should, of course, even before you visit the receiving state, a list of people who claim, and in Bashir's case, he had claimed it before coming to South Africa. So Grace's name is not on that database of people who had come on a diplomatic for diplomatic purposes in South Africa. So she was here on a private visit. But even to make it worse, Grace Mugabe, if she is found to hold dual citizenship, because remember, she hails from South Africa originally. So if she is found to hold dual citizenship. And by the way, this government of Zimbabwe is depriving many of our... Of
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to get back to Advocate Shumba. The phones are a bit problematic. But for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is alleged to have attacked a 20-year-old young lady who was in a Sandton hotel with his two sons, Gibbs.
I guess maybe we can play the tape that we have.
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
we can. I talked to Gary Nell, that is the lawyer representing the 20-year-old Gabriela Engels, who was allegedly attacked by the First Lady. Let's take a listen. Of course, I first asked him what is the latest on this issue, since there were reports that Mrs. Mugabe might have been granted immunity.
There hasn't been any further developments. We're still awaiting the government's decision as far as the diplomatic immunity is concerned. We haven't received any answer, and neither has the suspect appeared before court. So it's much the same as when I discussed with you last night.
But there are these reports that South Africa will be giving immunity, but of course no one is on record. Have you heard those reports?
I've heard those reports, but as you say, it's not been confirmed and it's not official. But we're still saying that if the minister would grant diplomatic immunity, we would take the necessary steps to test that decision in court. So we've consulted and we're ready to test that decision and make sure that the minister follows the correct procedures and the correct result.
But this, of course, is a hypothetical question. Suppose the First Lady is granted immunity and is able to go back to Zimbabwe. Are you still able to pursue the case from there?
Well, it will be more difficult. If she's granted immunity, we will certainly test the immunity in a court of law. If it's set aside, one will be able to apply for a warrant of arrest. And then one will have a warrant of arrest and one will just have to wait to see when that could be effective. But certainly, if immunity is granted and the suspect leaves the country, it will make it more difficult, but it's not the end of the process.
And also, if you pursue this matter in the courts, does it mean that, for example, if she is found guilty, she has to pay a compensation of some sort? Just tell us how legally that is handled.
You see, I know there's no question of compensation at this stage, not at all. There's a process. If the government grants immunity, we will have to deal with the immunity first. If not, and the accused appear before court, the suspect appear before court, then a normal matter will follow, a normal court case will follow, witnesses will be called to give evidence and so forth. But at this stage, there is no question about the payment of any amount of money.
Do you know if she has any legal representatives at the moment? Has anyone reached you?
I've had contact with a legal representative from the Zimbabwean High Commission, but not on behalf of the suspect. I haven't been in contact with the legal representation on behalf of the suspect.
Oh, what was the lawyer from the High Commission saying?
So I just wanted to make sure that if we file any papers and if we take further steps, that we will cite them as part of the proceedings, and we agree that.
Of course, that is Advocate Gary Nell. You remember him for the Pistorius case?
Yes, certainly.
Mm-hmm. He was the prosecutor there. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was speaking from Johannesburg, South Africa. Mm-hmm. But to just summarize what he was saying there, he was saying that as far as the issue of diplomatic immunity is concerned, he has heard about these rumors that she might have been granted, but no official communication so far. Gibbs.
Yeah, we are kulu malapake umnumzano ukerinail uti yena nguzo wake uti kakuka lungiswa kuluto kuna ngale nga kukulunywa nge diplomatic immunity. So li nga chukutu kumbe so kona uti yena nguwake ngendlebe zakhe lezi ezikudophileyo kakwabi lo lutho. Yes, lobaba ke uNdlovu lapha ecingweni. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani? Baba Ndlovu? Hello, Mnumzana Ndlovu, sabona?
Hello.
Ye, kunjani Ndlovu?
Ngiyaphila njani, baba?
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi wena ulubona njani udaba lolu olukankosikazi Grace Mugabe?
Udaba lolu luthanda ukuba nzima, baba, ngoba nxa sikhangele ikakhulu isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sithi sona i-first but uMugabe le-family yakhe nabantu aba-immune to amacala angabe khona. Kodwa-ke nxa sikhangele-ke eyi kungathi kulobu nzima ngoba lokhu akwenzileyo yena uGrace Mugabe akukuhle. Ngakho-ke kuthanda ukuthi ngabe kuyathonisiswa nje leli cala leli kubonakala ukuthi athi bona baze babe esisimo kwenze njani ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi ngabaqala ukwenza into enjengaleyo. Singakhangela upresident uMugabe kukhona isikhathi lapho athaya khona imike yeni yomlungu. So kutho ukuthi le nto leyo kuthiwa yi-diplomatic union leyo ngathi iyaxaka kakhulu ukuthi ngathi kuzaze kube nini izinto zinje but ukulungiswa khona kuzaze kube khona nini.
Ye, so kodwa-ke nxa usukhangeleke wena baba khonapho Ndlovu, awuboni ukuthi intombazana leyi ingabe ngayo izithathela imali kumbe ubona njani?
Ngike ngakhuluma lenye nje indoda emini lapha ithi yona lo ntombazana ukuba besazi bezokuthatha imali azithulele ngoba umbuso lo okhona lapha e-South Africa okaJacob Zuma lo le-ANC ngeke baze bambophe uMugabe ngoba balokwesaba. Sikhangela ziningi nje izigameko esezenzakele obekhomba khona ukuthi ngathi i-ANC kumbe ugovernment wase-South Africa uyangenela ekuthini isizwe seZimbabwe lase sithole nje ukuthula. Kakhulu ngakhanya indaba zama-elections izinto eziningi nje sathola ukuthi ukulungiswa akukho, kungathi bayamesaba nje umnumzane uGabriel Mugabe.
Kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho Ndlovu, ubona zani kuyaphuma njani kodwa nxa ukhangele sibili?
Nxa ngikhangele ngiyakunanzelela ukuthi le diplomatic immunity le uzayithola and lo ntombazane uzayigcina ezisola ukuthi ukuba uthethe leyo mali nje kwadlula lo. Kodwa-ke singakhangela abamhlophe lapha kuleli le-South Africa ngathi bale ntukuthele ukuthi kantini umuntu omnyama aze enze into enjengaleyo ukwenze ngandlela bani. Kodwa-ke ungakhangela ungathi nje khona kuba ngcono nxa umlungu ethaya umuntu omnyama kulokuthi kube i-vice versa yangkhona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Ndlovu. He says that, President Zuma's government is not going to take any kind of action against the First Lady of Zimbabwe. Since because of the diplomatic relations between the two nations. And they've got some long-standing history, you know. So he says the lady by the name Krapirela should have taken that money. Because now she's going to lose, you know. I think he's got a point there.
Of course, that will actually test South Africa. Right. It wants to say it is a nation of laws. But, of course, the government came under heavy attack, like what Advocate Shuba said there, when they allowed al-Bashir to sneak out of the country, although there was a warrant for arrest from the ICC. We want to acknowledge those who are following us on Facebook. That's Hilda Nkomo. We need justice. Tondirai Mujanda Muri says loud and clear, justice, please. We also have Tino Mandija who says justice must be served. Kuda Karogo Arungoti Pfe Apinda Mchirongwa. We also have Gina Mondoro. 5 years will be good. Ndisikuzwa kuti makura ari kunzi ari kurevechi Gibbs.
I think we're joined by a second guest, and that is Mr. Teo Mavinga. He's a human rights lawyer. He's based in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Mr. Mavinga?
Good evening. Yes, can you hear me? Thank you. I'm here. How are you, Gibbs, and blessing, and all the listeners?
We are
doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mavinga, we were talking about diplomatic immunity there with Advocate Gabriel Shumba. Unfortunately, we had problems with the phone, though we'll try to call him again a bit later. But his argument was that the first ladies do not enjoy any diplomatic immunity. But I talked to Professor Lovebo Maduku some 2 days ago, and they were saying that they do actually enjoy diplomatic immunity. What's your take?
That number
the line
again
is dropped.
Is gone. Yes, yes,
we'll
yes.
try to call Mr. Mavinga again. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. The phones are a bit problematic, but please just keep trying. Phone number, just call us directly so that we can call you back. The number is 001-202-619-2077. Of course, tonight we are talking about First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is in serious problems in South Africa. There's actually Gibbs SADC Summit that is currently underway in South Africa, but it mm-hmm. appears Mrs. Mugabe Mrs. Mugabe's case is the one that is drawing the world's attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one is talking about the summit anymore, but this alleged scandal. I think we have Mr. Is it Mr. Machuana?
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Mr. Apostle Median Dube? Apostle Dube?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
We are doing great. I think we definitely need prayers at this moment. Of course, Apostle Dube is a minister of religion. We have talked to lawyers. I think he's the one who can help us. Apostle Dube, what is your take on all this scandal involving the First Lady?
I think there are quite a number of issues that I can see.
Wow. I think we're having another bad line there. So while we are connecting Apostle Dube, let's start to read what we are getting on the VOA Ndebele Facebook page. Sakile Liline says, Asifiti Zeleni Ushe Siba Nengi, was it Spone Studio 7 Lapa. Without Studio 7, ngasi semu vakakulu. Siya wakakulu abane wetu uDube lo Zulu. So you're paying thanks to say.
Yeah.
Then she goes further to say, you know, imali nga utete ngoba ngombono wami uzaluza wonke untombazana. Then of course Norma Cabo who says, I'm glad Nell has taken this on and things are going to move. So uti kona ke lapa uNell uzasebenza sibili ngombono wakhe. So kuzobuya ke lomunye ukuthiwa uJabu uthi, yes, siyabona konke okwenzakalayo. Silethemba lokuthi kuyasebenza ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ahanjiswe khona ngale emthethwandaba. So ke fonanini khonapha-ke mahlabe Zulu sixoxeni ukuthi lizwe ukuthi udaba lolu sifuna uzwa ngani ukuthi lilubona njani udaba lolu. Lingakhohlwa-ke inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yes, ngabe silubani mfowethu?
I understand Apostle Dube is back. Apostle Dube?
Hello.
Sorry, the lines are a bit problematic today. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I think there are issues of anger which need to be managed. But also, it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody grows bigger than the law because of her political office. And when she crosses to South Africa, she forgets that she is in a foreign land. People can begin to talk about diplomatic immunity, but there is a case, there is a criminal case here that must be dealt with. This business of saying diplomatic immunity, it doesn't work. There is someone's child that was injured in the process, and nobody must be seen to be above the law. The law must take its own case, because I know that the husband is here for the SADC meeting, but it has created problems for SADC itself, because it's like no one is talking about the summit anymore. Everyone is now talking about the issues of this assault. It's an embarrassment to Zimbabwe. It's an embarrassment to Africa. And surely for people living in South Africa, I'm sure it might even be a problem where xenophobic attacks could come as a result of this action that really needs to have been taken care of.
And of course, this is not the first time the First Lady has been involved or allegedly involved in such cases. I think this is now like the third time. Last month, she allegedly attacked a reporter in Singapore. This diplomatic immunity was granted, but we understand she had to pay a compensation of some sort. This seems to be occurring, and you are saying that maybe she feels that she is above the law. What can be done?
I think so, because if she understands that she is a normal human being like me and you, she would actually take care of her actions. I think besides the two incidences, my brother, let's look at even the behavioral issues ever since she came into prominence politically. Look at the way he has addressed the likes of Reika Ukonde in front of kids, in front of the youth, in front of everyone, in front of TV cameras. The way he has rebuked Joyce Mujuru in front of everyone. Surely these are issues that have been building up. This has been building up to a point where the anger has been released to physical attacks. If nothing is done, I can see something bigger than this coming, and the nation of Zimbabwe is really going to be embarrassed and isolated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke ngilosangoma kumbe ilibizo. Eh, ngilobani kwalabo ecingweni usangoma?
Yikho baba ngusangoma.
Yeah, ufuna ukubhula yini ukuthi usitshele ukuthi kuyaphumani kulapho ke ucalaleni?
Bula ukuthi kuyaphumani ecalaleni bengilo mbuzo.
Yeah, buza baba.
Right, nxa umuntu ezasebenzisa ule mvume yokusebenzisa amapasipoti amabili, sesebenzisa leyo engayisiyo diplomatic passport, aphuma yofika ngala gange esebanjiwe ganga, sefuna ukuzitshintsha ukuthi abe ngovikeleyo, uhamba njani?
Ye, khonapho-ke sizabe sile amagqwetha ade khona ukuthi ucingo soluqhumekile bebeyasichasisela kakhulu ukuthi ngakumiswa njani, kodwa-ke umnyama yokuthi sebeifoni zabo seziwile. Ye,
ugcine-ke umbuzo wami amagqwetha angazali khona ungibuzele.
Ye, wena phose lakho-ke baba.
Hayi, mina ndikaziwe licala.
Limdle kanganani?
Ngiqale limembule isidwaba.
Ya, ungajethi kakhulu baba, ifoni yakho ngani yaqhumeka, ungajethi kakhulu.
Alright, aqale bamtholise emakhotsi. Muva kalokho abe sezohlawuliswa ke muva sele ngudlu ngukazana lwa.
Aha, so we civil court. Yeah, poke umkazana lo nga wathatha yini imali baba sangoma?
Baba,
nga wayithatha yini imali untombazana uGabriela esekuthiwa katsho ukuthi ufuna malini? Nga wayithatha kumbe nga wayekela?
Hayi, thina esingapha eZimbabwe bekungasoze kuphe isifindo esokuthi silodubo. Kayike iqala igidi emadale kuqala.
So ke lapha-ke lina selitshaye libambile ngokuthi kulomthinikule necala leli, ha? So ke nxa sukhangele abantu abasuze besole bethi amazimbabweni lapha setshaye
ba. Angithi uzenzile izida phakathi kwelizwe lapha zikhuluma ekhuluma intanje yakhe. Yakhe sucine ngokuthi kuthiwa khona mark my words ukuthi indoda uzayitshela ukuthi ifake bani esikhundleni. So ye nxa kuhambe ngaleyo ndima, hhayi, sitshaye izandla baba.
Ye, sizwile ukuthi ulaka lwakhe lolu abantu sebecina besithi engxenye phela lezibhakela ziyakhala endlini. Babonani kunjalo? Wena ubona njani? Kukhanya ngazani ucingo lwakhe soluqhumekile uNdlovu. But what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that you know, he had a question to say Mm-hmm. If you are using two passports, one not diplomatic and the other that is diplomatic, how do you handle such cases? So mm-hmm. I explained to him that the lawyers that we're looking for here, we got one, but mm-hmm. the phone is a problem. So maybe you should, Mr. Shumba was going to respond
that
to that.
Unfortunately,
yeah, then he says he's preparing that the court should take its course. And mm-hmm. he says for Zimbabweans, this is a great chance to expose some of the problems that the country is facing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is in trouble in South Africa for allegedly attacking a 20-year-old model. But this is not the first time that there are these allegations against the First Lady. It happened, like I alluded to earlier, in Singapore last month when she allegedly attacked journalists. It's not the first time, again, that she has attacked journalists allegedly. She did the same in Hong Kong, where she attacked a photographer, claimed that the First Lady had attacked him. And then in Malaysia, she was also in trouble when she attacked a security guy at the airport. That is way back in 2009. So some are saying that they are noticing that this is becoming a pattern. Tinemwe mutereri va Mangena, I mean, not Banyu Ronzichia. Magadi
Mukanya.
Mukanya.
Eh.
Okay. Magadi Mukanya.
Tiripo Magadi, you baba.
I was Tirina Mukanya, Nyerim Daru Mainzwa, and Gaize.
Ah, and the Inzwa Nyerim Daru, Inodaku Batuan, Ungwa, Rupanim Scanau.
Mhm. Ah, Maya Mukanya. I think that Muskana, the Amai.
Aiwa, ndiutara musikana
akarohwa. Okay, kana madaro ya, taura itinzo.
Musikana akarohwa uyo uyo.
Mm-hmm.
Anofanirwa kuzvifungirawo pachake iye. Mm-hmm. Vakasendamisa pfungwa dzavo pamapoliticians ayo.
Mm-hmm.
Vanobuda vasina chunhu.
Mm-hmm.
Deanga atori mungwari kuzvaka zvataita kuti mari. Zvazvingori nani chepa. Ayato kubhadhara kwachaita mari zvine zvatoonesa kuti kuita uku kwatogara kwamunyadzisa nekare amai ava
mm-hmm.
mazvona saka uyu deanga atora zvake mari akazvuzvurudza
The phones are another a problem. But of course, please keep trying. But essentially what Mukanya was saying was that he does not feel this legal route will help Gabriella since she was offered a blank check.
Mm-hmm.
She should have accepted that. Let's acknowledge some who are following us, Gibbs, on our VOA, Shona, Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Wilbert Vambe Nongo Nema, who says, oh, yes, a legal guru there, Advocate Shumba. I think he was referring to the interview we were having at the start of the show with Advocate Shumba. Then Royal John Mazimba says, justice, please. Sharon Makua, kicking in life. Rasio Kunyetu, Arguti Pakaipa, Justice Mutusha Pe, Apinda Mchirongwa, Best Banga Anoti Mai Ngawa Tongwe, because Zavakaita Azuratize Kuva Maive Nyika. Steven Mafusire, Anoti Kugeda Geda Kwema Zino, Esa Uchirume, Anoti Mai Fe, Pamamonya Ipapo, Ameiru, Amayaru, anoti kana no kutora, kana no kutora mari. That's why ZANU PF is still in power. Amayaru is not agreeing with Mukanya. They were saying that she should have settled this, once and for all. Yeah. I think legal expert, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, is back. Mr. Mavinga?
Hello, yes, I'm back. Thank you. Hello.
Okay, sorry, the lines are a bit problematic today, but Gibbs, maybe you can...
Yeah, there was a question here from a caller, Mr. Mavinga, who said, he wanted to know that if somebody is using two passports, a diplomatic one and a non-diplomatic one, how do you handle cases like Mrs. Mugabe, who said to have arrived in South Africa using a business a passport? So he wants to hear you saying something there.
Okay, I think what we need to be very clear about Blessing is that and Gibbs is that the rules governing diplomacy are not entirely within the legal domain only. They are highly politicized and political. And therefore, at law, officially and formally, there should not be any sort of immunity. And if you have used a personal passport, you should not just be able to claim immunity for criminal acts committed in a private capacity, which has nothing to do with your official governmental role, as it were. But looking at the case of Amai Mugabe, you would find that I think at the end of the day, politics will trump the laws. And my position is that, therefore, immunity will be stretched to cover a case that is otherwise not fall within the ambit of diplomatic immunity. And yet it is possible to then produce a diplomatic passport. But in this case, there is a grave criminal offense allegedly committed, which cannot be covered by the production of a red or blue passport.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mavinga, like I asked Advocate Shumba, I talked to Professor Lavmo Maduku, who was saying indeed the first ladies do enjoy immunity, and some lawyers tend to be political, not looking at whether the first lady in this case is a legal leg to stand on.
Well, I think what is clear is that it would ultimately depend on the ruling by South Africa or the bilaterals between South Africa and Zimbabwe. But broadly speaking, generally, first ladies would not otherwise enjoy immunity. But as I said before, this is a highly political matter that would, at the end of the day, depend on the political leadership of South Africa saving face and coming to the rescue, not in terms of the legal position, but in terms of a broad political posturing that would say we cannot be seen to be prosecuting the first leg of Zimbabwe. But otherwise, at law, there are valid legal legs to stand on to say she should stand before a court of law.
Gibbs.
Sibuyele ke kubaba uDube. Baba Apostle Midian Dube, lokhu sakhona ecingweni? uDube, mbona zani ukhona? Apostle Midian Dube, ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani ukuthi umntwananyana lo nga uthetha imali yini, Dube? Ngoba ngelo ukuthatha imali lapha kungani kuyahlupha lokho?
Hayi, Dube. Angathatha imali umntwana lo ofiyela i-corruption esivele sikhala ngayo.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want ukuthi kube le president esethwayo because somebody is the first lady ukuthi abuye on private business, kube sokuthiwa ngaprotectwe. Abantu bathi nga umntwana uthethe imali. She must face the law and pay for her sins at law. After that, we can talk about a civil case engavulwa for this child to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the kind of lawyers that are representing this girl. I'm telling you, nga South African government ingangenelanga for bilateral reasons, that woman will face a day in court and she will burn in the fire of court. So it's important ukuthi a criminal case kudilwe layo, that charge, ye criminal offense yenziwe, then there will be a civil case again for this girl to be compensated. Because she has already stated ukuthi after the criminal case, she wants a civil case for her to be compensated. She has done very well, I think, as an African citizen. Because abantu then they can actually follow this example to go emazweni abantu besiya kona bethemba ukuthi because I have money, then umthetho singwaba le mali abangale mali, they must always suffer. Umntwana lo has the honor, the dignity that has been destroyed as a model. She has emotional issues that are beyond money. Mm-hmm. Certainly the criminal case is a very weighty case. It must never be looked at other way. First lady or no first lady, she came on private business and she must face the law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Apostle Dube do stay on the line. And of course, we always seek to balance our stories. We've been trying to get in touch with Zimbabwean authorities, and none has been forthcoming. We have been calling the Minister of Information, Dr. Chris Mushowe, no response. The President's spokesperson, George Charamba, no response. The permanent secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Joy Bima, no response. And of course, Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Ambassador Isaac Moyo. And interestingly, the state-controlled newspapers have been silent, no coverage at all, though this is a matter that is being talked about throughout the world, not only in Africa. Here in America, newspapers such as the Washington Post, Huffington Post, are all covering the issue. Back to that, Mr. Mavinga, why is there a total blackout in the state-controlled media in Zimbabwe?
I think there could be two or more reasons for that. It's speculation because they have not said, but clearly, to begin with, it could be a matter of shock and loss, actual loss because of what has happened given the office that the first lady occupies and, you know, the allegations against her. Secondly, I think it was also in the nature of state media in Zimbabwe to be evasive, to prevaricate and to hide the truth from the public. And therefore, they would not want to speak about it in the hope that there will be a blackout and people would not know what is happening. But in this day and age of social media, that is really daydreaming because people will get to know what is happening beyond borders and will speak about and will condemn, you know, such disgraceful acts when they occur. So it is in vain that the state media seeks to have this blackout of information on the alleged altercations involving the first lady, Grace Mugabe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should ask Apostle Dube that same question. Apostle Dube, why this total blackout? This is not the first time. Remember, last week, the vice president fell ill at a ZANU-PF event in Gwanda, and he was flown to South Africa. There was no coverage for about 2 days. Why? And remember, these papers are actually run by money from taxpayers.
Yeah, I think it's like my brother has already said, there could be more reasons, a number of reasons why. But then even they could be under instruction not to reveal an embarrassing case like this, hoping that people will not get the facts. Similarly, even the case Gamnangagwa, it's a case that may probably be washing a dirty linen of the ruling party in public. Therefore, it would have been seen better and good for media to be instructed on a blackout. But these days, you can't hide any information. People are on YouTube, people are on Twitter, people are on Snapchat, people are on basically everywhere on social media. Before a newspaper writes a story, it has already circulated to millions and billions on social media. So, but it's so unfair because people need to know what is happening. The main reason why newspapers are there is to inform and to help people make certain decisions and make their own judgments about stories that are doing wrong. So this blackout really, it has been calculated more of to save face. It has been calculated to hide what is deemed embarrassing that has been made by a member of the first family. But as it is, we are already talking about it. We are in the know about what happened. So the best will be for them to shame their instructors and write about these things.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs. Yes, labantu lapha ke ababhalayo ku Facebook yesindebele ku Castlet Levio Ndebele kuloba u Timeman Moyo uthi anti diplomatic immunity yi license yokuhlukumeza abantu ungabe kwacala na crime is crime waphinde wathi imali kamnikeze okusemthethweni through the courts not umlanda emakhoneni kuzobuya ke unomsa Nyoni uyabhala laye uthi ya ungani uza lazo lapho mama indaba ezimangalisayo. Kuzobuya njalo ke lo sithemba kuye Thebelang Mashila uthi corruption no. Why give her money? The first lady must face the music. She actually deserves to be arrested. So then kubuyeke lo baba okuthiwa ngumama ke unoma ye unoma uthi ya siyabona ukuthi udaba lolu yajoba sibili kakhulu. Mbese ngibuya kuwe ke baba Dube. So when we look at some of these issues, Apostle Midian Dube, we know that at the end of the day, when you find your kids not doing the right thing with some friends, there's an action that you take immediately.
Mm.
What type of action should you take, you know, in order to correct that bad situation?
I think if you are a reasonable parent, you probably would talk to all of them as children, as your own children, because we always say every child is your child. But when it comes to discipline, you cannot discipline a child that is not your own. What probably she should have done in this situation was to take her sons somewhere, because at their age, these are boys that she can no longer manage to beat on her own. She can take them somewhere and talk to them and make sure that she talks sense into them. But it's already too late, I believe, even trying to talk to them to behave at the age that they are. These are boys who are suffering from youthful exuberance. They are soon going to suffer from midlife crisis. So it's already too late for any discipline to create them to be good citizens. It's late for them. I don't know what she can do. Probably what she can do is to take these boys and seek serious counseling for them so that they may probably reflect on what they are doing and what is bringing the name of the first family into disrepute.
Of course, this is not the first time they've been in trouble. Remember, they had problems in Dubai, where they were allegedly deported, and now in South Africa. And the president himself has been complaining about their behavior. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Donald. Makadi mkoma Donald.
Kadigo.
Aywa, tiripo mkoma Donald. Tipe ufungwa zini.
Mkoma blessing ifungu nyaye ino nyadzisa. Tichita sauti avandi maive nyika anofa kwa hondi first lady. Maive nyika ese. Zavaka ita sinu nyadzisa mkoma. Ende apata uti wanachokwa di. Andi ona angu upachi zaita kuti panga ita chigiribirijo kuti wabude sisa kaitu wa oba wabashe mnu South Africa. Nekuti nyaye ika NC ikadata jisivano nezano PF kuti wabude sisa mayamu kabe mnu. Ino nyura pa maelekenzi mnu bons tuto wa DA iluto sumu damso oro wana musu maemane waluta ura.
That's Donald there. We say that what the first lady did was really disgraceful, and he's saying she must face the full wrath of the law. She should not continue, she says, her behavior, because remember, the lawyers are saying that there was an agreement that she should go face to the police so that they will sign a statement and then go to the courts. She did not do that. Mm-hmm. So she's saying that that is rather unfortunate. Mm-hmm. She should actually apologize. She has not said anything herself ever since this scandal started on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's Donald there. But there's this debate of saying whether Gabriela should have accepted cash. Yeah. I think it's one that's trending now. Amaya Roo is back. She says, Zimbabweans are now so used to having our rights infringed. It's sad to see the number of people encouraging the girl to take money instead of fighting for justice. Then we have Mercy Wekwa Nyamukoroso. She had a rally referring to the first lady, saying a good mother would talk to her children, and whoever beats someone's child must be dealt with. I guess the shoe is on the other side now. Then we also have Christopher and Love. We uti kunzima bobaba and zvakaoma. I think there was also an interesting one from. I would look for it. Somebody was saying, okay, that I got it. Virginia Mandiwata. Virginia is saying that zvinowanikwa izvo kuranga mwana wavo. But I don't know. She's saying that she was disciplining her child, but in this case, this is not her child.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe it would have been something else if she had beaten up her two sons. Kids, but of course, Apostle Dube has said that, you know, she cannot do that to those boys anymore. You know, they are past that age. They should actually go for counseling, something that I think should be done.
Yeah, I still remember when we grew up in Luveve, there was a certain penitentiary where youngsters who had a certain kind of wayward behavior. We're sent, you know. Maybe they will take you. I'm not saying they should go there. Right? So now, let me get back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you there on the line?
No, Mr. Mavinga is dropped.
Okay. Let me get back to Ubabu Dube. Baba Dube, we are kumbuti sisakula kwa ule luveve erimandi ngale.
Erimandi,
yeah. So, kuna pana kwa kutatua kufuwa kwa mantuana, haba nganiba kwa matuto ngalveve. So, ngazu kangele wena ubona nabantu laba bafithi ukuthi ngabe ngezwe kanje khona ngale
kugumele bahanjiswe khona but like I've said before I think the challenge is I behavior yabantwana laba when you understand child psychology it shows you ukuthi ngabantwana abakhule in a very protected environment ba protectwe besona bebancane baze bakhula bacabanga ukuthi iwaywardness is a way of life. Now ukuthi ungone uzaba seremand bangashaywa kushaywa kuzaba zisa ubuhlungu yethu but bephuma lapho baza kind lanothi zaphumiwe sebeqina amakhanda ngithi umbonile lo munye sithi yena udla imali kayise lina khulumani nqa lifuna ukukhuluma kodwa thina we will keep the ball rolling. I think Lavana sebe funa civili proper a proper psychological counseling environment. Ukubashaya will make it worse. Bakhuthwa istage okwakumele bashaywe kiso sebengena ekubeni ngabantu abadala nyana kancane. So kuzima sokumele umama ubaba babopha amabhanti bathatha abantwana and seek counseling help for them. Otherwise, okulandelayo ukuthi bona abantwana sizakhuluma either kufuma umuntu kumbe bebulela umuntu.
Thank you. I think today Muzi will have the last word. Muzi has written to say, I hope this embarrassing incident by the Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe shows South Africans themselves about the gravity of the political climate in Zimbabwe and why Zimbabweans have fled Zimbabwe and now the Zimbabwe government is coming to emulate the same things Zimbabweans ran away from at Sandton Hotels in South Africa. We had problems with our phones, but we want to thank our guest this evening, Apostle Median Dube, human rights lawyers Dewa Mavinga, and also advocate Gabriel Shumba. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying have a nice weekend.